we all have to talk like this so we don't...
Welcome back to another episode of Roll for Anal Circumference.
Oh yeah, Brian, you're the host.
Since the fuck when?
Brian's the host? Right. I'm pretty sure you're the host. Well, tell us a little bit about this game.
And what's your name?
Neckbeard, Captain
Neckbeard. No, in the game. Oh, it's not DM or GM.
E-Dial.
E-Dial. What a fucking stupid game.
It's Latin.
Yeah, Latin for game now.
Yeah, but actually, it actually kind of is. Yeah, it is.
Okay, keep it low. This is an ASMR podcast.
Welcome back to Roll for Anal Circumference.
I'm putting the cap back on my dice container.
Somewhere in this
podcast. You can hear it like...
Yeah.
Snug up.
We will amp our voices up to max volume.
Wait till we do something funny enough where I actually laugh, that wheezing cackle that I have.
So
it just ruins all.
You guys
want to
pick up where we left off yesterday?
I don't remember what happened.
I think we should all roll new characters.
I remember being at the bar.
You want to spend another hour?
No. He doesn't have his calculator.
Oh, yeah, I don't have my calculator.
Oh, we can't.
Shit. We gotta do it the old fashioned way, boys.
No.
Can you grab my character sheet?
What was happening?
How did you sit down to play Fatal without gathering the one thing you need to play Fatal?
Brian?
Over there.
What happened? We were at the bar.
Up.
And you were looking for the Violator gang, and then I don't remember.
You left and went to the church or something.
Grimly shines down.
Beautiful. Asked them where they live. You asked the preacher, and he said exactly what I already knew.
Oh. Okay. So where are we?
In the bar. Well, we're in the inn.
We're at the inn. Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, he was just filling me in because I couldn't remember.
2 years later.
All right.
Very fun.
I've got so many fucking mounties. Hey.
You done?
Quit fucking around. Everybody's touching shit. You're gonna make me kill myself.
You guys have the tism.
Hey,
we're being monitored right now.
Yep, that's an edit right there.
Go ahead.
You're the host. Start us off.
Now I can be headphone guy.
Yeah, now you're used to it? Alright.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much.
Okay.
I hate listening to my own voice.
Until
we all get cans.
Where'd it go?
Got it.
Nice.
Start.
Stuff like that that we can't do.
I know.
All of this shit. Get the box out.
Has to be leaving.
Your
oh, hold
jangly
on.
Shit. Make sure you put your dice on paper.
Give him fucking rubber dice.
Yeah.
Felt.
Oh my god.
Yeah, nice felt wrap dice.
Like, how many fuzzy dice do we have access to right now?
Four.
Roll in there.
Four D6s.
Oh, that
that's
might be really loud.
I said we need a fucking mouse pad.
Yeah, that spikes it.
You want to roll into here?
There.
Nope.
Too bad.
I'm not using yours. You
oh,
use yours.
Awesome. This is also a plastic mouse.
Get something
pad.
That's made of leather.
What the fuck,
mine.
Two?
Yeah,
two is like super quiet.
Yeah, two is
there
like
yeah, I think three is probably the best. Yeah.
Like, Brandon, listen to this.
I don't know why.
Oh, actually, is that two?
I heard it, yeah.
No,
it's three.
Doesn't the audience demand that authentic dice roll sound?
Yeah, they really do.
I can hear that, yeah.
Good enough.
Three might be the best.
Because
one's more like,
yeah.
I think honestly, we should just put the dice on this mouse pad so Owen doesn't fuck around with them.
Hopefully, but there's no get the box of fucking things out of here.
It's my mouse pad.
I just found it right there.
Actually, can you hand me a thing?
A what?
A pencil. I'm gonna need a pencil. Oh. Thank you. And like one piece of paper at
thank
least.
Thank God that somebody invented a word for the word pencil, or Sheldon would have just been caught.
I would have had to say writing stick.
Give me one of them lead mace.
Hold on, I was in an edit. Where Sheldon couldn't remember the word pencil. That would have been an edit.
Fucking bitch!
Here. You big smelly willy.
You're both just like becoming audio autists. You have to make weird noises.
Did you record the sound of sharpening the eraser?
No, it's the pencil.
I have a bunch of shit in here.
That's
funny. Like all my other games.
D&D stuff.
So that one is Deadlands.
Oh, cool.
Do not fucking write on.
I'll jump to like the end. Or
yeah,
like...
just jump to any other. Right.
Just remember, when the oil stops, everything stops. There's nothing
well,
left.
Might as well crack
inside.
Another boost.
Might as well get pissed drunk before I even
right.
Start.
I'm waiting for Sheldon to start the game.
I'm waiting for all the noise shenanigans to finally stop.
It's never gonna stop. It's gonna keep happening. Children. We need oven mitts.
Do you guys
you
think
also
you
fidget
can...
all the fucking time.
I don't fidget ever. Oh, and I'm stoic.
Alright, you guys also think you can handle not talking over each other constantly?
Also, no. That's why I said we need separate recording rooms where we need to script this and then piece it together in post, or else we'll never have a good sound quality.
You can script it then.
What?
Stop picking up things that have shaky rides. You bought that for this specific purpose.
No, I like salted almonds.
Sure. I've never seen you eat almonds.
Right. Neither have I, actually.
Each one makes a kazoo noise when he bites it. You bought those? Where did you get those? Diagon Alley.
What? You told me not to get too
you
drunk.
You just ate a whole sub, and now you're like, time for a box of nuts. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
You can't hear it.
I have to eat them based on size. He's rooting through them the whole time.
He can. Not like really loud, but yeah.
It's all part of the experience.
It doesn't matter, because we're all going to be talking over each other anyway. All
no, right.
We're going to maintain a nice level.
What?
What? Huh? Hmm? You couldn't hear me?
Yeah, what level? Is this appropriate?
You guys are all fucking ADD.
Because you said we're going to maintain a nice, quiet level.
Sound check.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Jamie, bring that shit up.
Jamie,
pull that shit up.
Okay, now one at a time.
Jamie, pull that shit up. Jamie, pull that
Can
shit up.
Can you start the fucking game?
You have to sound check.
Who gives a shit?
I do.
What am I doing?
You have to say, Jamie, pull that shit up.
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 How's it sound? Good? All right.
Okay, so everybody's sick of that volume.
I think that's about the most even we're going to get right now.
Don't talk over each other. It'll fit.
Put something over top of that. Okay. Could put something over top of that.
Is this a real sensitive one?
Good. No, it should be good.
Like a plastic bag that we can ruffle?
Yeah.
A dice bag full of dice.
A pillowcase full of pennies.
I'm still waiting.
You're the leader of the circus.
Yeah,
you have to
waiting,
tell us to
and
stop.
And the animals are freaking out. They didn't get their meds today.
We got all the meds. All
right.
I need medicine.
We're playing Fatal.
All right. Everyone shut up. We're going to start right now. At 7 minutes and 30 seconds into this recording. All right. This is roll for anal circumference. So we're not going to waste any time. We're just going to go. All right. Let's start. So, actually... So we're starting where we left off yesterday?
Yes.
All right. So it was about 9 or 8 p.m. And you just punched a girl because you wanted to see if your character would get a boner.
No.
And
I believe I paid to punch her.
That's you paid. True.
That part's important as well.
That's
right. I didn't just punch
a
girl.
She's a hitting prostitute.
Yes.
You hit on her. Ba-boom.
Oh.
All right. So anyway.
Mic drop.
The soundboard.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you took a piss in the gutter, and
you
went and talked to the father, and you got a bit of info, and you're going to tell your father
what
was
I
going
get?
On. You don't remember?
No.
Wow, you're hitting her hard.
Yeah, I said that. Way to drop your fucking fidget stick and start
playing
with your dice.
What did Rick find out yesterday?
I found out when they're meeting, where they're meeting, and roughly how many of them they're meeting.
He
went to the church, I guess, and went and talked to the priest and found out less information than I already had.
He found out how many there were, roughly.
No, he found out when they were meeting.
No, he
or
also
where.
Found out
he
how,
said north
he also
of town.
Found out how many there were, roughly.
But I already knew that.
Damn, I did something.
6 or 7, yeah.
Yeah, so there's 6 or 7 of them meeting at 10 p.m. north of town. I assume it's an encampment. All I've been able to get is, like, north of town.
Okay. Oh, and specifically we're talking about a gang in town called the Violators. Wanted for rape and tax
violating
fraud.
Oh, tax fraud also. Okay.
Yep.
Taxes?
So the Jews are very upset with these guys.
Oh, definitely. You can hear their hands rubbing in the distance.
Stop playing with your dice.
Alright, so what do you do? The floor is yours, gentlemen.
I guess I return to the inn.
Yeah. Well, you were already there telling your father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the inn? No, you're at the tavern. You're at Blindbeard's.
Oh, I returned there? Then?
You're still at Blindbeard's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys still haven't paid for your... You haven't paid for your whole chicken.
I
you haven't paid for your broth.
I was wondering
and
if you were
going to
catch me on that. Yeah. I even said that last night. Oh, he's not going to charge me for the fucking...
I don't forget.
The cask of ale I drank and the whole chicken I scarfed down in front of him.
I thought you just did a pint. Did you have a cask of ale?
I don't know. I just kept drinking.
Oh.
For how many hours I was there.
Fuck, make a urination
check. Oh, good. So you're drunk.
Right. No, you only need to make a urination check when you have to, like, aim at something you're pissing at.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like your skill. If you just take a piss, it's just taking a piss.
Oh. So it's just a passive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty hard to not piss.
I'm not going to make you roll every time your character needs to take a piss.
It's pretty easy to piss when you're drunk.
How come this game doesn't have a defecation check? We need to home rule that.
Because you can't aim your shit.
Yes, you definitely can. You definitely can. If you get the Molson mudslides from all the ale?
Yes, if you turn your shit into piss, you can aim it. But normally you can't.
You can definitely swamp out a whole gutter.
Don't you guys aim your defecation every time you take a dump on the toilet?
No.
You don't squat on the perch and aim right through the hole?
No.
No. Oh. I don't even sit down.
I'm not that Slavic.
I can be washing my hands and shitting at the same time.
Interesting.
Cause it just,
yeah, anyone can do that.
You can just arc.
anyway.
No, 100% accuracy.
Oh.
Anyway.
Including the flush.
So, yeah, you got your info. You know, pay or you know, leave or you know,
yeah,
you know,
well,
in the corner.
How many people are still in the bar?
Well, it's still only three of you. It's probably 9-ish. I'll take a die. There's 9 more people in there.
9 people.
Yeah.
Are the violators still in there?
No. And I can't remember because we were drinking yesterday. I think I said either the violators were in town.
No, there was 2 of them in the bar because I was going to go make friends with them so I could just walk into their camp and be like, hey, boys, remember me?
Yeah, okay.
But I was also wondering if
there was specifically no women in the tavern except for the wench.
And the one I punched in the face.
And the one you punched, but she's gone now. She got her gold and took off. And
yeah.
Mercy.
And this minor.
A 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, 10-year-old girl. Well, it's blind. Blindbeard's blind. He doesn't fucking know.
Is the 10-year-old girl single?
Yes. Yeah, he rolled single.
Perfect. Is she poor?
Vadim is married. Where's your wife at?
Yeah, where's my cousin?
You didn't roll hair. You didn't roll unhappily married.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
All right.
Well, we can't do anything until the next night. Like, we're waiting a whole, basically, 24 hours.
I mean, if you plan on showing up
in real time.
When they're already there, that's one thing. You can show up beforehand,
up
after.
It's time to play drinking at the bar simulator.
I'm going to pull up the intoxication thing here.
No,
real
yes,
time.
Please.
Yeah, we're doing real time intoxication.
I'm getting drunk.
Drink for 12 hours.
Oh, no.
I have
go
much
to bed.
Gold.
Wake up.
I don't think there's hangover rules in here. There might be, though.
Well, what's the inebriation rules?
It's like, it takes your body weight and what race you are, and then it has a chart for how many drinks you've had and how quickly you've been drinking. So how many drinks and how long of time, and then it says how drunk you are, and then you go further up the chart the more you drink in a short amount of time.
Naturally.
So you can kill yourself.
So
yeah,
I get drunk.
Well, some people might black up when they die.
What a great dad.
You want to get drunk?
I
told you to go
full
Bumpo in this game. The theme is Bumpo.
Ah, perfect. Right.
Bumpo
yes.
doesn't drink.
Yes, he does.
Does he drink?
No, he doesn't.
No, you okay. actually, all the
he
movies,
takes
you never see him
the
drink
pills.
Once.
Yeah, he drinks, yeah, his pills, yeah.
Okay, well.
This episode sponsored by Captain Morgan's Jack
no,
Glass
it isn't.
Pumpkin Spice Liquor.
It is not sponsored by them.
Anyway, keep going.
In fact, that might be a lawsuit.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Just kidding. All right, now we're good. Welcome.
I'm kidding, Captain. I wouldn't dare.
So she goes to an ambush or traps.
This
episode is sponsored
we look for
by Mapton Corrigan
Backo
Glass.
There we go.
You know where it is, right?
I know roughly it's north of town. I don't know who's there now. Like, it could be a permanent residence.
The ranger.
Yeah, well, he's useless as fuck. He doesn't even know where his wife is.
He said he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't
it's
care.
Not, that,
Sorry,
he doesn't
not
know,
that he doesn't
know. He just doesn't care.
Okay. Ranger. What the fuck's your name?
Vadim.
So, Daryl, do you have any idea what's going on at this camp here?
No, but I could go check it out.
That's a bad idea.
He's a ranger. Let him range.
Ah, right. Do it. I'll buy a dinner if you do it.
You already know that 2 are in town right now, so the most that could possibly be
Somewhere.
There is 4 or 5.
All right, let's go check it out.
Should bushwhack the 2 in town.
Do you care for company?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. You're all heading out?
You coming?
I guess.
You don't have to do everything we do. You're 10. That's like, you have a job. Leave me. That's the age that people would not live with their parents anymore. You're an adult as far as I'm concerned. Do whatever you want.
God is your real father.
Yeah. Man. You don't listen to me anyway.
So where is this town exactly in reference to where any of us are from?
We'll figure that out later.
It's a couple kilometers southwest
of Calgary. All right, I'll go and talk to the father about religion or something while the adults...
Oh, you're not coming with? No.
I can't hide.
You're going to go play the cat track.
I can't climb or jump.
I'm
going
to house rule right now that children don't get any minuses to hide, because I don't see... That doesn't make sense.
Because it's literally one of their games.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So I can hide. I should definitely come
And silence. You're not going to get any minuses to silence.
That also means he doesn't get a minus to seek, which is tracking... Which means you're a bloodhound.
I guess I'm following you. All right, I'm your seeing eye child.
Yeah, he needs
I
to
need
see.
You to see what I'm throwing shit at.
Then yes, I will accompany
Perfect.
You. Perfect. All right. This dangerous mission into the woods.
Us walking down the street.
Oh, hold on. Right before you walk out, the tavern wench goes, oh, that's going to be 20 silver for your chicken. Your whole chicken that you ordered and that you've been pecking at and
you
not actually
fucker.
Eating.
You fucker. All right, I give her, she's 20 silver?
20 silver. And that's going to be about 4 silver for the broth and bread for the girl. And it's going to be 4 silver for your soup, sir. Oh. Vadim.
Who made the fucking prices?
Man, just busts out the window. Fuck that.
Man, I remember back in the day, you could get a whole chicken for 5
silver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, 50
24
silver.
4 silver.
Okay, yeah, all right. Okay.
You didn't even, eat Parking that chicken.
Yeah,
that's so wasteful.
Do you want that in the box? Want that in the doggy bag?
Yeah, send it over to the inn.
So how much did you actually eat? Just pickling skin off for hours?
I give her 50 silver.
Okay, 50. Huh?
And say keep the change.
She'll have a really nice, super happy day. Goodbye.
I've got lots of
She people. Says, you want stay forever?
Yeah, you like our place? You like forever?
All right. Okay. Alright, so you guys are in the street. You can see Vadim's giant piss puddle.
Gross.
It's frozen over now.
Oh, I was gonna say
it was a good piss.
Yep.
It was. Rocked it. Alright.
You're just gonna walk north. Got your coats.
Yep.
Alright. How much did you drink?
Probably I'd say about 5.
A chicken?
Good thing you paid 50 silver. 5 pints?
Yeah.
Alright, so you're stumbling down.
In how long?
Oh.
It's only they've only been
Sorry,
at the
I meant
tavern.
3 pints.
They've only been at the tavern for like an hour or two.
Yeah, so
5 pints in an hour?
So you're fucked up.
I always go like drinking in RPGs I usually do by my own pace at a bar, so I'd say maybe 3
pints
in an hour. Cuz if I do more than that I'm going to blow.
That's a little
bit.
That's a decent
puke.
That's a decent buzz.
I can switch headphones.
I'm not going to go do it right now. Oh, all right.
It's not comfortable to me.
Okay.
Really? I don't mind them. Don't! What are you fucking doing?
He's switching headphones.
Yeah.
Smoke. You're gonna make that
$150,000
a day.
Okay. He's back on. Alright, so. Thanks for that. So you're in the street. You're a little tipsy.
Nice.
Yeah, I am.
You guys are not. So? You guys just walking out of town straight out north?
Yeah.
Walking
I guess.
Past our.
That's okay. He's a tracker.
He's ranging.
Like you're the tracker.
No.
How many points do you have? You probably have due some points in tracking. How many you have?
It's the worst. So many fucking skills. It's so annoying.
I don't have any in tracking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You're the tracker. You're the bounty hunter.
I got plus 11.
Yeah.
You can't see.
Yeah, but I got a plus 11 if it's within 100 feet.
Oh, well, I mean, you're not going to be... Look at those tracks 300 feet over there.
But I have sight.
I know I'm not. I can't see.
Okay.
I have plus 3 and 5 points into it.
Okay.
They're plus perfect. My vision's perfect.
So he can see the horizon line and I can see everything else.
What do my elf eyes see?
You're not an elf.
What could your elf
Or you would have exploded from being too far from the forest.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably, actually.
He's in the town. It's too far.
You don't know where the forest is.
Okay.
Not in town.
So, where are we?
Yep, so you're just walking north?
Sure.
Right, so you're going north. You see, well, you don't, but you guys see a light. You see, like, what appears to be a small
light.
Camp. Seems like a sort of like a small, like, small.
Hold on, I can't even see light.
What color is the light?
Like campfire. Like, it looks like a couple of small buildings. It's a
blue. So gasoline. Got it. I can't even see the fire. Is it actually at 100 feet?
I mean, okay, you, like you can see void? That there's light, but you can't quite tell. You can't quite make it out what it is.
Okay.
Like, you can't tell if it's a campfire or a torch or if it's light through something else.
Fuck, I need glasses. Okay.
You have to go to the glass blower and see if he'll make you some.
How far is it, roughly?
We'll say you're 200 yards out.
200 yards.
Good lord.
It's quite fun.
So I definitely can't see it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I'm going to say it's...
What's the surrounding area like?
Bush?
Bush and mildly forested. I'm going to roll.
So
I'm going to say there's a light snow as well.
Light snow? Or smell?
So do we see it down the trail or down the road? Or is it like in an opening?
Or is it in the forest?
Or the trees just not that thick.
Mm-hmm. Paint us a word picture.
A word picture? All right.
Behold.
I take 20.
There's no trail north out of town. Like, so you took... You just were like, all right, we're heading
north.
We
just tromped through the Skag?
There's no Skag.
This is southern Albertania.
It's pretty
near Rocky Mountain home.
Right. Southern Albertania.
It's more central southern.
We're near Rocky Mountain home. No Skag.
Stony Mountain.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's
right,
no
right.
Skag down here.
Oh.
It's mildly forested, lightly hilly. It's not too bad.
Perfect.
We'll say a few inches of snow on the ground. Not a whole lot. He has little boots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thigh highs.
Yep. So you see just like kind of a few small shanty esque buildings set up.
Okay.
Well, you don't, but they do.
We see a few blah 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 blah.
Got it. I'm just wondering here, can I smell them?
I'm going to tell you right now, the way the sight and smell things are set up in Fatal, if you're not an animal, you can't, like, smell things that
people?
Well.
I have a +5 to smell.
It's specifically set up, like, that being able to smell things that good is, like perfectly out of human range.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, that's pretty fucking chapped.
Yeah.
But...
That's how it is.
I'll deal, I guess.
Are you seeing if you can snipe one?
Maybe.
You get a rocket finger someone in the face?
I was looking.
Please sacrifice someone first.
Like 600 feet away.
And?
He's going to explode them with his fingers.
The range is any visible target.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a disgusting range.
Yeah, like just the eyeglass.
Yeah, fucking picking people out of towns next town over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because the range is usually dependent on the weapon, but the spell can go as far as it has
to. Well, then I should, and it's 200 yards away, so we don't even have to start sneaking yet, because anything 200 yards,
how dark
you're
is
not
it?
Gonna hear it.
Nine
in the winter.
It's
black.
It's getting pretty dark.
It's at the, like, epitome
of
darkness.
Yeah,
it's winter
it's
at night.
Dark.
Well,
in Germany.
Hand me...
It's winter, it's dark.
Same place.
It gets dark at that
time
now.
Yeah, it's too
dark. There's snow on the ground, you said.
I'm going to say it's like a 3/4 moon, though. So you can see a little bit.
Okay.
Oh.
No,
sorry. I said it was snowing, so you can't see the moon. Well, it'll be a dim
gray.
Do I see any
tracks or anything around us?
Tracks
that are out of the ordinary. I don't mean like animal tracks.
Rule of tracking. Because it is lightly snowing. Roll a tracking over 15.
Divine where
roll a tracking over
15
with a minus 3 to your roll.
And that legendary dice roll.
Ooh, dude, roll on the thing.
That was really fucking loud.
Some people want the dice roll. Right. We do it like once every
roll
7.
Roll on the fucking mat.
8, 10, 13. And what was that a roll of?
I said minus 3, but add your modifier. Over 15.
What?
Minus 3 to what?
Behavior.
Minus 3 to your roll.
Good boy.
Why?
Because it's snowing out. So that would obviously
take that one out.
Okay.
And then plus which skill?
Your tracking, right?
Right, directly from tracking.
Because you got minus 3.
Oh.
You're listening.
Is plus
yeah, when I hear everything twice, it... pick everything up for
and then that's it? Just add tracking?
Give
me this. So 21.
21, yeah, it's good enough. You can see, you can't, like, make out exact tracks, but you can see, like, at least one or two sets of impressions leading up to the thing there.
And it's just ripples in the snow. Just
yeah, it's like when someone takes steps in it, but then it snows. It's just sort of like a dip.
Oh.
You can tell where someone stepped at
some
point.
Is it just one trail in, one trail out? Or?
You can see a couple leading to it, you think. Okay. Based on the gate, because you're a skilled bounty hunter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we should definitely pick a trail and start walking.
Okay.
I don't know about booby traps. I don't know anything about this game.
Yeah.
So let's start moseying, I guess.
Is trapping a skill?
Trapping is a skill.
Yep.
Someone should know something about traps, right?
I know.
Of course you do.
I got a +5 to it.
I don't.
You do know a little bit about traps.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be using them to trap.
Oh, that's why he's into traps. It's debauchery, so
okay.
The roof.
Oh,
perfect. I trap my victims before I let them
no,
fuck.
No,
that's not what I meant.
Oh, it's some 4chan shit or what?
This is rapping all over again.
Shit, whoops.
Not your pumpkin
it's
latte.
Empty. It's empty.
Yeah, you should put it not on the floor.
Why? How's he going to put it on the roof?
Exactly.
Pick it up.
Sorry, that's useless.
Don't leave it on the floor. You have a tendency to kick shit.
Things.
No, that's why I kicked it far away, so I can't kick it.
There are dents
okay.
in Brandon's computer.
Are there any, I take a look around. Is there anything within the 100 feet that I can see that would be good to plant a trap to maybe catch one of these guys?
Good to plant a trap. Well, there's no naked women around that you could plant a trap on.
What?
What would you use to lure these people?
I don't fucking know. Like cheese on a stick in a box
they're
or
not,
something?
They're
like,
not rat people.
Oh.
He means like a tripwire.
Yeah.
Or a pitfall.
Or like a fucking...
That's a rat.
I can't make a pitfall. It's winter. The ground's frozen.
You can try.
What about like a net? Like a boar net?
Like you're just looking around on the ground?
Well, I'm going to take a look around and be like, I wonder if there's a place I can set a fucking trap.
I can put the rebar here.
Yes, that's what I said. Is
well,
there
I mean,
a good place to set a trap?
You can see where their tracks were, so you could maybe assume they would take
the
same way.
Is there any really bendy branches you can put a sword in?
Yeah, I can tie that really heavy legendary sword I have to a tree branch.
There's a trap. Just stab the sword in the middle of the pathway and sit 10 feet into the dark. And then they're like, ooh, look.
Yeah.
What was that noise?
No, they'll see a sword sticking out of the little fucking thing.
What's that noise?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Should I set a net trap or something? I feel
do
like
you have,
do
a
you
net?
Have rope?
Yeah,
I have
you had rope, I think.
100% of the things you need to make a net trap as long as you don't ask me what I have on me.
I'm asking you which
do you
I
have
on
a
you.
Net?
I have a dildo and rapeseed oil.
Do you hold on to those? Okay.
Man, lube that bitch up and put it right on the trail.
Nice.
What kind of trap you? Yeah, what's that? Ooh,
the best kind of
oh,
trap.
Oh, Brandon, you could piss on the trail. It'll turn to ice and they'll slip.
It's lightly snowing. Yeah, that might work.
I could try.
Okay, yeah, fuck the trap.
We're making black ice
fine.
With urine.
Yeah, are you going to piss?
I'm going to piss across.
Okay.
How much piss do you think you have in you that you can make?
Well, he just had soup. Did you have any drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
I had a vodka.
Oh, yeah, you did have a vodka. Well, how much? A glass of vodka?
Yeah.
Vodka?
Like half fill, probably.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well,
try.
I am good at pissing.
Yeah, roll urination. You see, people, urination does come in handy, alright? It's a good skill to have.
8 plus
your piss.
15?
15, that's just going to be a regular piss.
I mean,
the vodka helped you a little bit, but...
I've been drinking.
He's also having a piss, apparently.
Oh.
I had 5 pints. Or three pints, and then...
Yeah, roll. I'll give you, like, a +4 on your thing.
A +4 to pissing?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
So that's 26 +4.
Oh,
and then
boy.
Plus my urination.
33.
The great river flowed through...
+3 for urinating.
33.
Would you hit 33? I think it, the chart caps out at 30. But yeah, a whole flood of piss comes out. It's pooling up a little bit.
Nice.
So our combined piss made
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. It's quite a bit. It'll be a... it's steaming quite a bit.
It'll take a while to cool
down.
The
local wildmen have noticed the smoke signals coming up.
Oh, fuck's sakes. I love how you two didn't talk about it. You just did it.
Yeah.
I like said it in meta, and then you two were just like, yep, that's what we're doing.
yeah, so it'll be about maybe an hour until it's froze.
Okay.
Alright. You're just gonna, like, stand back and wait? What are you doing?
We're gonna fan it. It'll cool down. No.
Yeah, sure.
Should we get a closer look, you think?
Yeah.
Alright.
How far away from town?
From town? How many yards in a mile?
1,000.
3,300.
No.
Brandon, you're the math guy. Do math.
All right, I'm gonna.
What's the third? No, wait, no.
I'm gonna.
What's the third? 5,280.
Just tell me in miles.
Fucking no.
How many feet?
I'm gonna change it. 1.5 kilometers to this place, and you're 200 meters away. So you're about. What would that be? 1,100.
1,760 yards, I think.
Okay. We're 200 meters from the camp.
And 1,100 meters from town.
Yeah.
So we can see town, and we can see the camp. So from town, we could have seen this camp.
Lightly hilly, I also said.
Oh.
Okay.
Or near Rocky Mountain, Stony Mountain.
Oh, yeah, we're in the foothills.
You're in the foothills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see two big sets of footprints in the snow.
Big face.
Yeah. And one long trail.
Yeah, one long trail. Yep.
A mile is 1,760 yards.
No.
It's a comma.
What? I don't know why it cuts out like that.
I thought you said a decimal point. I was like, what the fuck is this crazy
noise? All right, so yeah.
Is it recording?
Are you sneaking up? Or
yes, it's recording right now?
Yeah, it's recording now.
This is going to be tough. Yeah, should we get a closer look?
Yeah, all right.
Let's do it.
Okay, team.
Can we start... Kind of lightly walking. We're not trudging or making any noise. We're just we're not sneaking.
Okay.
Because they're still 200 fucking yards away.
Meters.
Meters now.
Same thing.
No. Something we can all understand. Okay. You getting close? All right. So let's see here. You know, I'm actually gonna pause this real quick.
In a valley.
And
not
we're
on
back.
A hill.
I just drew a little drawing
is the camp,
in this area.
Is the camp in a valley or on a hill?
You can see there it's in between two hills.
Yes. Are those hills going down into the camp or up away or like...
Like here's the camp, the hills go up like that.
So it's in a valley. So I can sit on the fucking hill and look down into the camp.
I wouldn't consider it a valley per se because...
What's the
you
grade?
Can just see there's two hills there, but this is relatively flat.
Ah. So the literal definition
like those
of
are just sort of those are more like
okay
whatever that's not exactly it like it doesn't like cuz like it's flat if you go out this way you know
is it a lake
so this is the valley this is the entrance to the valley
oh
it's
the mouth
yeah
you gonna taste it go for it
Brandon you can't drink dark liquor you're not white
that's too bad
I drank rum before I drank anything
everybody
else,
gets
actually.
One
then
I mean
it's sick.
You'll find my review was spot on.
I mean, it has a pumpkin-y taste.
Okay. Alright. So, and we're back the fuck here?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That had worse
well,
tasting pumpkin shit.
Should we walk up? Yeah. What's on the hills? Is it, like, heavily forested on the top of the hills?
I didn't bother to draw, but yeah, there's a decent amount of trees and bushes on there.
Trees and bushes.
Where are we?
Here.
Yonder. We're down by the...
So
the...
we should maneuver up
but
to
I'm
get better
say...
sight?
Yes.
They're deciduous trees.
Sheldon?
What?
Anon? How far from... how far from this hill to the camp? Like how many feet? Yards?
That looks like 75 yards.
Meters.
Meters, sorry.
Just throws out
this area is 100 meters, he said.
Oh,
like it's
so
100
like
meter
50.
Radius. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100 meter radius.
50 meters?
More like,
that's about halfway.
Well, there's lines. So you
wait, did you say radius or diameter?
Radius.
So it's 100.
So from this center of town, this
that's
fire.
Town?
No,
to,
it's the
no.
camp. He's an idiot.
So the center of the
there's
camp
16 lines.
Here is 100. 100.
Yep.
So it's 200.
So we're
across.
Like down past his elbow. Because we're 200
no,
meters.
No, you just walked up to
oh, 100. Oh,
that's
including
50.
The walk. Okay.
You just
what?
Walked up to 100.
This line
yeah.
right here, where my finger is. Because it's 8 lines and 8 lines.
I drew a pretty decent circle, actually.
Yeah, not bad.
So it's a 100 meters across, like the whole diameter.
It's
we're here.
2 across. I said radius. 200? Radius is from the middle
yeah.
to the edge.
No, so we
diameter.
Is
50,
I just want to confirm how far.
No, it's 50.
Yeah, you.
So he said
the
200
radius
from.
Is 100.
Oh, so it's 100.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the radius.
And you're
is...
at 1 radius
okay,
away,
okay.
roughly.
Oh.
It
yeah,
doesn't
we're here.
Matter.
We're
no,
here,
but we're not 200 anymore. He
you
factored in the moseying on up.
Yeah, he said you moved on up to about 100 away.
Okay,
so yeah, we're there.
So, let's go to the top of that hill.
Okay.
We'll get a better vantage. We'll be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stay cloaked in... The, you said they're deciduous or carnivorous trees?
They're deciduous. Fuck. So there's no leaves.
Wow. So it's all needles.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's the mighty pine.
The Douglas fir, whatever. Which are the ones that... Is it tamarack that loses needles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're soft.
Yeah, there's tamarack, sure.
I want white pine. I want to be bleeding when we come out of this.
Fine.
Good. Rubber trees.
Yeah. I'd love to move, but I'm stuck.
That is not how rubber trees
work. They leak the sap out of the base sometimes.
Yeah, but you don't get stuck on them.
You can get stuck in them.
No, you can't.
Yeah, flies do all the time. I think we should go up to the top.
If you want to pause, just tell me to pause.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're up on the top of the hill now.
Yeah, we're the bullet.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else want to play this game?
I'm 10.
What do I see?
What am I supposed to tell you?
What are you looking at?
Yeah, you can see.
I'm blind.
What do my elf eyes see?
Do I have to roll for it?
No, I don't care right now.
I see this.
You guys have regular vision, so it doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. You guys can see...
But I have perfect vision.
That's good.
I describe what I see to my father.
You can see that. You can see there's a light coming from the campfire in the middle. You can also see that there's a light coming from inside one of the buildings.
Do I see anyone?
No. But you can see the light sort of flicker in the building.
So we're all inside. 2-foot cubic objects nearby.
Nearby you?
He needs
to
make a missile.
There's branches on things.
Oh, does it have to be that size?
Or that, smaller? That or less, yeah.
But the explosion is based on its size.
Oh, I was going to say, have this dildo.
Could you touch my arrow and I could shoot the arrow into the camp?
Yeah.
And then are we guaranteed...
But no, Brandon, the explosion will be like this big.
And also,
well, if you
it will take between 1 second and
100 hours.
100 hours to blow up.
And there's no way to like shorten that.
No, it's all dice roll.
See, I was going to sneak into camp, touch a box, and then run away and we'll camp on the hill.
It's more for that. But I mean, it's more like a pickpocketing sort of thing.
But, it can work for sabotage.
Yep. I mean, it could work for a door.
Touch the fire, and then it's a fireball. Touch the rocks around the fire. So they're all standing there, and it's just claymores in their face.
Oh, that'd be good.
That
actually
would work.
Yeah.
Because it's winter, so they'd have to be. It's winter. They need the warmth.
Probably in the building.
But fuck that. Touch the building.
If it lasts 100 hours, that's kind of pointless.
It's a very small building.
Yeah, well,
there's no way to know.
There's no way to
know.
I would roll that roll.
Okay. Anyway. We're up on the hill now.
We don't see anybody.
Do we see anybody? Nothing? There's no people? There's just a fire and a building.
You can't see anyone outside.
Okay. Who has the highest sneak?
And you?
You.
I would guarantee it's me, but I want to ask.
The blind person?
Excuse me. Okay, sorry. Why can't I find it?
It's alphabetical.
It's not here.
It's not even a...
It's not called sneak.
Sorry, it's called silence.
Oh, that's stupid as fuck. This game's retarded.
Because it means that it's not just moving silently, but standing silently as well. That's why
it's agility and common sense. I get a +6 to it.
Okay.
It's what?
It's agility.
-21. Sense.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, but remember, it's the average of those. So what's in between your agility and your common sense?
Common sense is -5.
So +9 and -3.
That'd be about 4. +4 to that. 9 and -3.
Five.
Around 5-ish.
It's a 12 difference.
Yeah. So 5 or 6.
Yeah.
6.
Wait, you have to take the...
average.
The average between your two
sub-abilities? Yeah, what's in between the two that factor in?
So it's...
Well, no, it might be a 3 then.
Agility and common sense?
I wish I had my calculator.
So mine's -3 and -9.
So that's...
Yeah,
mine would be -4.
-4?
Well, it's between -3 and -6. So you take the middle.
Yeah.
So it's a 10, so it'd be
-1. Your skill,
so it'd be -4.5.
Your skill in that would overpower that.
You said a 4 and a -6?
No, a -6 and a -3. So it'd be 4.5 is my medium.
Oh, so -1.5.
Why?
No, it's in between minus...
You have to take the fucking...
-4, -6, or you said?
Yeah.
So
-3, -6.
-3, -6 would be
-4, -5.
Yeah, so my middle is
-4.
We'll say
-4, so
yeah.
I say you have 3 and -6.
Yeah, so take a minus
What's
4
sneak?
And a +5.
-19.
I get a +1 to sneak.
How? You're a child.
Yep.
But well, you sneak poorly.
I also just said that.
They do everything. -21 to common sense and -17 to agility.
-21 to common sense.
Yep, I'm a child.
Stupid idiot.
I guess. I'm hellas ruling that you're not going to get negatives when you when
so
you're
zero
hiding and sneaking.
So
average.
I would have the best.
Oh, do you?
+3.
Oh, okay.
You're just breathing.
He's a ranger. He should be able to move quietly.
But we also have to factor in the variable change of Brandon rolling like dog shit all the
yes,
time.
Yes, this isn't the combat roll. He might fuck
yeah, he's not
up.
Gonna crit. He's not in combat.
We'll see.
Alright, sneak. Do it. I wanna see it. All
right, so how close are you sneaking?
Watch this. All fucking
like,
ones.
Like, point I'll where you're sneaking one. To.
Yes. So you're sneaking...
No.
Oh, is it three? No, it's two.
It's three.
Oh.
Yeah. 22?
Yeah, 22
plus
minus
three.
Plus 3. So
25?
Yeah, 25.
Also,
so where are you sneaking to?
Yeah, well, that's what I want to know to begin with. 22?
Yeah.
You're going with him?
I'm going in behind one of the outbuildings.
Behind? You're going to go around one?
What is around here?
Let's do this one at a time.
This is a fire.
Yep.
This is a building. And
this is
a building.
Clear. Which building
on?
Is on?
This is all a clearing. This is on?
The one that is to... The one that's closer to me.
The north.
Flatter one, yeah.
This one? Okay. So I'm sneaking...
And I'll go
it.
Around this way.
Are there windows?
Yep.
What?
On the back?
Yep.
They have to. That's
how
we knew the lights were on.
Yeah.
Hmm? How high?
How high?
Doesn't matter.
Give me in feet.
You're itty bitty.
What will be your average window? Probably
the
4 feet off the ground.
I've ever seen.
Windows are not
four feet off the ground?
I'm thinking.
Three. Everybody get
how
out of here.
How high up is that window?
4 feet, actually.
Yeah,
about that.
So there you go.
It seems odd.
Because the top of the window is
over
my head.
The window is like in your chest.
Yeah,
I guess the top would be. So that's the bottom.
Yeah, and it's only a 2 foot.
So I crouch a little bit.
How tall is your character?
4'2".
Mm.
Perfect. It's just the top of your head.
But your lack of common sense.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right.
So I sneak behind the building, and I don't look through
the
window.
Okay, so hold on. You do that, but where were you sneaking?
He was sneaking behind the dark building.
I was going around, like...
We went pincer movement.
Is this a tree right here?
And where is Rick going? That's a tree. Or that's a bush, sorry. The ones that are trees have the dots in the middle.
I'm going to go...
Deciduous bush, just so you know.
Yeah, so it's a big leafy bush.
Not in the winter, though.
Oh, it's a sticky bush.
All right.
It's just sticks in a pile.
It's also snowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it harder to see you in the dark.
Precipitation covers... It muffles noise.
Well, it's also really hard to see fucking people moving in the
dark
in the snow.
Sheldon made up some cuck bullshit where it's light out when it's dark out.
No.
It's
snowing.
I said it's very dim.
Okay, well, I might as well fucking follow the lead.
Have you ever tried
to
look for a dog off the deck when it was snowing in the dark? It's just impossible.
Yeah, so I'll sneak up to this corner right here. Is there a window on all four sides? I assume
so
the guy who designed this house.
You two rolled sneak. Did you roll sneak?
I'm not yet. I'm asking before right.
Yeah, what?
I assume whoever built this fucking house put a window.
Nearsighted, it's just like
and we're back.
100 feet and black.
Yeah.
You just can't see.
It's a void. It's gone. All sight is gone after 100 feet.
Yeah, completely.
Can it only record a certain amount?
It can record indefinitely, but I don't know why it cuts out. It's like when the mic, like, freaks out or does something wrong.
Like, I'm nearsighted. I can't really see those trees. They're blurry.
But
it's not
you
just
can tell
nothing.
Trees.
All right, so
I'm
what?
Pretty sure you can tell it's a fucking building.
So you're going to the one corner, he's going behind, and he's going
I might
to...
as well just fucking follow one of these guys. I'll roll
okay,
a speech.
Which one are you following?
Follow her. She's my daughter.
Why'd you get a three?
Are you going to blow shit up?
Maybe. Terrorizer.
The guys we're looking for are still in town.
Two of them.
Two of them.
I need to catch the bounty. Like,
dead or alive.
Yeah, not horribly charred.
They yeah, but if they
ears.
Can't... If
they
can't,
need to be recognizable.
If they can't identify the body, then...
need their ears.
Yeah.
Huh?
You need a paw and a tail. Because it's coyote.
Just taking their ears.
Hmm?
Yeah,
you
carpenters?
Need to tell it's a human
no.
ear.
The violators?
If you
no.
blow everybody
no
all over the forest...
Wait, do you think
whatever.
This is like a fireball explosion or
obviously,
something?
This is like a megaton of nuclear material.
It's like a concussive blast.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not...
It's a flashbang?
No.
No, there's force. It's like dynamite.
It's kinetic
but like
force.
Low. Yeah.
It's not going to catch the building on fire.
This is stupid.
It's from the punch dimension.
What?
What are you looking at?
I saw something go by your parents'
room. No, ghost.
Dog? Cat? Bird?
A big fucking dog. It's a 4 foot window.
He's right, you know.
Anyway, I'll sneak up with him then. She's going to go blowing
oh, so
shit up.
Then you're all together? Oh,
no.
No, right.
Wow. 24.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
So that's 24.
Minus four and a half.
Minus plus one. Because I've got stats into sneak. Oh. So it's just a plus one.
25.
25.
Yep, you're good.
Good.
Okay, so you guys get close. You can hear...
Ooh, I have skills here. Into here.
Me too.
You don't need to roll for this.
Roll. Are you sure? What do my elf ears hear?
You would only need to roll if you're straining to hear it.
I want to hear every last drop.
You hear...
What is hearing?
I'll just say you hear carousing. You hear manly carousing. You hear women carousing.
Actually, hearing isn't on here.
Yeah, it's listener sound. It's sound. Ooh, Brian.
That's such a stupid fucking game.
No fucking email, Brian.
So we can hear people.
Yeah.
Can they hear people?
I don't know. Can they?
It's two different buildings.
Ask them.
Oh, can they? I mean,
yeah.
You all do, because you're all getting close to the building.
Yeah, but I'm next to one, and they're next to a different one. Wouldn't we hear different things? Because one has lights on and the other doesn't. Or they're just both having a party?
No, if one doesn't have lights on, they're probably not in there.
Oh, I was thinking maybe they
that's why I'm asking.
Fuck.
Did they hear anything
no,
in the building?
No, they all hear the same thing I said.
Oh, okay. I wondered if that anybody was doing fuck in the dark.
Alright, so we just hear people.
Mm-hmm. Grousing.
Cool.
Rough housing.
Horse housing.
Oh, okay.
What are these buildings made out of?
Wood.
Log, slats, wood panel, 2x4.
Plywood.
Particle board.
We'll say logs.
How big are these logs?
Big enough to blow
bigger
up,
than
maybe?
2 cubic feet.
Damn it.
Jeez.
You never know. One might be sectioned and I could fucking...
Do they have any, like, spikes that they use to hold them in place?
I would
so
assume
touch
so.
One of those.
Is
yeah,
it?
I would do nothing.
Hold on.
More.
Your spell, does it run up 2 cubic feet in, like, a cube? Like, it has to be a cube? It's not volume?
It's volume.
So anything. It could be fucking like a straight line that's this big as long as it's 2 cubic meters.
Yeah.
That's
calculate
incredibly
the volume
difficult
of a, to calculate
you know,
the volume
understand.
Of a cylinder that's that long.
Interesting.
Oh my god, this game.
So you guys are by a building with stuff? I don't know. I ain't over there.
I peek through a window in the dark.
Roll,
A seeing check?
Yeah, just roll silence again, I guess.
Why? For sneak. See if they see you.
There's no lights on.
For silence?
Yeah, roll silence.
28 plus... Yeah, so it's still plus one.
24.
Okay. Alright, yeah, so you see... You see two men having their way with two bound women.
Ah,
in the dark building.
In the you're looking in the dark building?
Yeah.
Ah, it's dark. But you look into the light building and you see two men.
So, all right, an incredible roll, and I get it's dark.
But you rolled for me apparently.
Why would I roll for you?
Because he told me.
Because I already said what was in the building, because I didn't get what you were saying.
There's only two of them.
I said I'd peek over in
two men,
to see if there's anybody in the dark building.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say dark building.
That's why I was asking the listening thing, because they're next to a different building than I am.
Okay.
You're like, you all hear the same shit. I was like,
there's only four.
That makes sense.
There's four people in the lit building, and it's dark in the dark building.
Mother's
four people.
Should we do some murdering?
Go. All right, now we're back.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We're back.
All right, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're live.
So you saw it was in the lit building. You saw that it was dark in the dark building.
Okay, so
it's
I guess
dark.
I make
blackness.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? It's a dark building.
There's no silhouettes. No movement. You can still kind of see like
in
shadows
a dark
movement.
Building at
with a
night.
Fire
because
on
I'm
the
on,
other side of it.
There's a fire on this side, and I'm looking through the fucking window. I
and the lights from this building.
There's windows
like,
on all sides.
No shadows. Nothing.
So
windows
there's
on all sides.
These
so
are
you said
they're painted black
that.
Windows.
Yeah,
so they're impenetrable to light.
We'll pull it up later.
It's absolute blackness in there. It is a black hole. There is nothing in there.
All
right, I'm burning it down.
So I just witnessed two rapes.
No,
Chop got up with the murder.
No,
are they necessarily
you're
rapes?
Witnessing
they're bound women.
They're still happening.
I guess it could be
some.
How many violators?
Some of the ladies get off on that.
I go over to her.
Okay.
Sneak over.
Yeah, roll.
Hey guys.
Plus one.
8 plus 1?
No.
Who'd you roll together? Just not together.
So that's 18, that's 21.
21? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you sneak over.
Okay.
Papa, there are men in there doing stuff.
I take a look through a window.
You know what's going on.
Roll a silence check.
Take a look in?
Yeah.
Yeah, do another.
Uh-oh.
So it's about to get
11 plus voice. Silence. What was silence again?
What was supposed to be like three, five of one. Them?
Plus three.
No, that's my sneak.
No, plus one.
Correct.
It's not their meeting day. Pay attention.
So 13.
When did you say that?
That was my sneak.
What?
When did you say that?
Silence.
Sneak is silence.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sneak's not a thing.
When did you say that?
I said forever ago that it was Friday at 10 p.m. and it's Thursday at whatever time. 11-ish. Pay attention. All right.
Yeah, so I get a plus one to it. I rolled 13. We're about to fight.
I don't know why you looked.
No,
good.
I rolled. You're good.
Because you didn't tell me anything. You're like, there's a thing in there doing.
Yeah.
They're too busy in there. They don't notice you. You can see in there.
Can I knock on the door?
Why would you do that?
You can, yeah, if you want to.
Or we could have her knock on the door.
Hey, Joe!
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Hey, help!
Yeah, they're raping. I'm going to send my daughter into the rape den.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I send my...
That's why we're there.
Yo, I'm surprised you're not joining in.
How many violators are in there? Just the two?
Yep.
Just two of them and two women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's one of their off days.
I said we just kill them.
Interesting.
Hey, how?
Go in and stab them. They're preoccupied. I'll just shove my sword through the back of their fucking necks.
You going in for the ambush?
I hate rapists. To me, rapists are a mix between cockroaches and that white stuff that old people get in the corner of their mouth when they're really thirsty.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Stolen rape from John Malkovich.
Tell me more. Yeah, I figured that.
Okay.
Yep. So you're just going to kick the door in, or...
No, I'm in New York.
Are you going to blast him through the window?
No, do it.
Okay.
I'm going to stare through the window as he goes around. Because I wasn't told to do anything yet. I don't really know why we're here.
You can take initiative.
What the fuck? You're an adult. I said you can do stuff.
Yeah, you're old enough to have a job.
You have a fucking job. You just walk through town and you don't listen to me anyway. Like, do this. God doesn't want me to do this.
I've never done that.
You've never had the chance because you won't do anything.
All right, God is speaking to your mind. Take initiative, young one. You're old enough to have a goddamn job.
Get in there and rape those girls. You're old enough to have a me damn job.
So you're gonna like kick the door in or dive through the window? What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna do neither of those.
Okay.
I'm gonna sneak around and see if the door's locked.
Okay.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing better to do.
14.
12. Yeah. So 14 for me.
14.
To sneak around to the door.
18.
Okay.
I got 18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's good, but you kind of slipped and went dunk on the side of the wall.
And?
Mm-hmm. Are you still looking through the window?
Yep.
Oh, like, what the fuck was that? Is someone out there?
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
They're a bird. They can't hear me, you idiot.
That might actually be
acting. I have acting as
that
a skill.
That might actually be acting, yeah.
All right. 8. So, wait. One. Wait.
She's like, who? <"Ooh."
laughs> Hold on. Hold on.
Yep. Under vocal charisma, this is not going to turn out well.
Oh, no.
So, negative 20.
Ooh. Negative 20? I was like, that was one monotone-ass howl. What the hell is going on in here?
Howl. I went to go cuckoo.
Oh,
went,
yeah.
Oh!
You went over, yeah. Okay, so...
All right.
Let's go...
Uh-oh.
Let's see here.
You have a minus to vocal and charisma?
Everything.
Oh,
there's
wait.
Only one door, right?
But you didn't move away from the... Yeah, one door. You didn't move away from the window.
Nope.
Someone just turns and looks at you and he goes, what the fuck? And then he,
Alright, I'll kill him.
Alright, combat? Yeah.
I'm gonna blow him up.
Limonorozuragoalzu. Wait, what do I roll? It's combat casting, right?
Yeah.
So.
You need above a 17 for the spell to go off.
Shit.
Fuck.
Do you have any bonuses to that?
Hold on, I'm doing math. So that's 11. So 18.
18, spell goes off fine, yep. Now roll.
The again. Only thing I know how to do.
What? Now make an aim check.
Oh, fuck.
Aim check above his armor.
This is going to end badly. 16, 21.
It's good. He's naked, so...
Oh, right.
His armor is 10. Right through the window. Roll body part.
You just fucking laser shot him?
Yep.
Roll 2d10.
Oh. What's that called when freezing?
75. I don't have the chart offhand, so I'm just going to say that goes to like the leg, left upper leg. Oh. Yeah, but you don't have the... You don't have the die roll numbers on there, sorry. So I'm just going to say it goes to the leg. Roll damage, 1d10.
Don't want to just look it up?
4. Hand me your chart.
You don't want to just look it up where it actually hit?
No.
All right.
This game's retarded.
Left upper leg.
Yeah. Some guy bumped the wall, so your daughter went, ca-caw! And he went, oh! And then I shot him.
Oh. Like yeah, you blast his leg off, because his leg would have two body points. His leg would have two points.
Awesome.
So the one guy, he's down on the ground.
And I guess while I was chanting, I went, and burn the shit or however that works.
You just sprinkled the dust and the hair.
And the cheek.
One of them was the cheek is gone too. Yeah, that fizzled the dust. Yeah.
Okay. Just blew a guy's leg.
Yeah, just went boom.
He's writhing in pain.
Yeah, definitely heard that.
Blood is all over the raped woman.
So I assume the other guy turned to face the window.
Oh yeah, the window just blew.
Okay, I'll go. I'll get up. No sneaking now. I'll run around and boo fuck the door in.
Roll a strength check. Roll above 14.
Oh yeah,
already did it.
All right, good. Gong, the door opens.
Do you have any negatives?
To strength, I get +20. Yeah, I could have rolled all ones and still won that.
No, all ones is a critical failure. It's a critical failure.
All twos.
So, bam. Shit.
I'm an adult.
Stony Mountain Home PD, open up! So, yeah, you kick the door in.
You're under arrest.
And there's a guy.
You didn't say you have your sword out.
I draw a sword now.
Oh, you draw your sword now? He's gonna make a dash at you.
How long did it take for him to get there from when I hit that guy?
Hmm?
I don't draw my sword. I'm fighting this naked prick.
Hold on.
I'm gonna rip his throat out with my bare hands.
How long was it? And then you get 3 second rounds, right? So that was, 6 seconds, or it takes longer for him to come through the door?
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, that's going to be a couple rounds, because you casted, and I think to run around and then boot the door, and that would be, one check, turn.
Okay.
What are you doing?
So that other guy's dead then, right?
Oh, you're falling? Okay, what?
That other guy's dead
then. He's not dead yet.
He hadn't bled out yet?
No, he's...
Oh, no, wait!
He's still 3 fucking.
3 seconds?
It's been more than 3 seconds. That's why I'm asking the time scale.
No, he's alive.
Still? Okay.
He's on the ground, yeah, but he's still alive.
He's gonna be dead in
life. You have to destroy the lower, upper, or head to kill them.
To kill
Really? You blow someone's leg off, they don't bleed out?
They're not immediately dead. They'll eventually bleed out. There's rules for rigor mortis and infection and blah blah blah, but yeah.
Oh my god.
I would think if your leg got blown off, you would bleed out.
It's within minutes, yeah. It's like a minute and a half. Yeah.
All right, so you're fist fighting a naked dude?
So he dashes at me?
Yeah, he dashes at you. He's going to go for
he's
a wrestle.
Naked, no
he's
weapons.
He's going to wrestle you, yeah. No weapons. There's no time.
Wrestle, eh?
As he's running, can I just send one right down the pipe at him? Just fucking a haymaker?
Freddy
to just car fight him. Talk.
We'll roll initiative.
Which is?
D100, you're just punching, so you have no delivery penalty.
So I expended all my points for today?
I just needed
percentage.
It was 8. They
yeah,
eight.
That's all of them, yeah.
So I got 507.
What?
57. Plus
you're
your
percentile dice.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. It's plus your reaction skills.
Oh, and I went in after him, so I'll just
I'm not done my roll, asshole. Reaction speed is 0.
Okay, I'm gonna say he's gonna get a plus... Reaction.
Yeah, of course.
Why would
he's
he
naked?
Have a plus?
Because
you've been looking at me when the door burst open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then when the door burst open,
when I
no, boot
fucked
the door
open and he just turned and sprinted.
Why'd that give him a reaction bonus? Wouldn't he be like, "Oh
I don't
shit!"
Know, no, I'm just saying I don't have time to roll his reflex right now, so I'm just gonna say that's what he gets.
Okay.
All right.
He has really good reflexes, apparently.
Yeah. 75. Well, how's he?
He has 75. A 0.
Great.
All right, so he comes at you first for a wrestle. He's going to grab you.
All naked and sticky.
All naked and sticky.
Covered in blood.
Yeah.
I might actually have to pull up the wrestling chart first, actually, because this gets pretty interesting.
I might need your help here right away.
I got you, Paul.
Not you.
I'm going to throw a rock at him and hit you.
Right in the fucking neck.
I actually kind of like the wrestling checks in this game.
What is the initiative order right now?
I'm just counting initiative for the people who win inside the building.
I don't get to do stuff?
Well, you wouldn't need to roll an initiative.
Unless you want to... I mean, if you crawl in the window, then I'll say, yeah, roll initiative.
Literally, can I just chuck a rock at him?
Do you have rocks on you?
Of course.
Yes.
Do you?
That's like the only thing I have is that and knife and the clothes on my
then,
back.
Roll initiative then.
Okay.
You're gonna whip him through the window.
So before we're 13. Done my turn, we're gonna start a new turn.
No, percentile. Oh, 13?
I rolled my D13.
I was like, what?
Fucking...
Okay, hold on.
It has to be a percentile.
Oh.
So I go last, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I'm readying a rock to whip at him. Because I'm smart enough. Smarter than you. Smart enough to stay out of the building.
Wait, did the window break?
Yes.
Yeah.
So did you take glass damage when it blew up?
No, it blows in, Brandon, from the projectile.
Duh.
Never seen a cop show?
Yeah. Have you never thrown rocks at a half-naked guy?
The glass is always on the outside.
You never thrown a rock at a one-legged, raping, naked guy before?
There we go. Okay.
The dude is dead as fuck.
No, he's still hopping. He's still raping.
So dead.
Right back to it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just seeing a 10-year-old girl just fucking blow a dude's leg off?
I didn't see it.
I know.
Can you imagine? It.
Did you? Hearing check. Listen. No. Sound. Sorry.
See, it was 100 feet and 1 inch away, so it was pure blackness. Yeah. I couldn't even hear it. It was non-existent to me.
Modifiers of strength and agility. Okay. Roll a wrestling check.
Me?
Yep.
Which is?
3d10 plus
same?
Wrestling and the average of your
wrestling's
strength.
Wrestling's a skill?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
He's got you now.
If I get points in wrestling.
Nope. Yo! Get a plus 9 to wrestling.
Oh.
What's the average of your strength and agility?
You're not supposed to kill them.
So agility is minus 3 and strength is plus 20.
So that's about 18, I guess.
What is?
Or no.
Minus
3
and
20. That's like plus... 9.
23.
Because that's a big gap.
20 and
between minus
3.
3 and 20.
That's
a... So about 9.
It'd be 10 for 0 and 20.
And
yeah,
half.
So 9, 8.
Be 11 and a half difference. So it'd be like...
9. Not 11. 11 down from 20.
23. Is it?
No. The difference between plus 20
yeah.
and minus 3.
So you'll be adding that
every
for
time
abilities.
The numbers come up, Brad, just... Here's
just immediately forgets
numbers.
The numbers.
I'm just gonna say this guy's an average of 5.
What is it? 20 and 3? Okay, so 40 and 1 would be.
It's minus 56,
okay.
You asshole.
So what is it?
Yeah, roll and then add the thing we just.
What did
said.
We just decide on?
9.
Let's
plus,
go 9.
Plus 9 for your ability, and then whatever you put into and put into the skill.
So plus 18.
Yeah, so plus 18 to whatever my roll is.
Okay.
Which is. 26 with yeah oh wow or 20. No that's sorry 20
38
yeah so 38 so
38
all right
I got
full.
Less than that so you got him wrestled now you reverse wrestled him
what's you pull guard or
so now hold on now you roll
got him in an arm
a roll d20
a d20
yeah
we don't have those
roll 2 d10s
this is fatal not D&D 9
you get him in a you get him in an arm bar.
Nice. A
Let's
standing
see.
Arm bar.
It says here, foe's arm is trapped between your arms or legs, and the foe... You guys, like, fell to the ground.
Oh.
And the foe may attempt escape with a successful wrestling check of TH of 18. If failed, you may break their arm, reducing their agility to 70%,
okay.
As well as administering 2d8 damage.
So you're only gonna get... You're gonna wanna get mount. And then you're
no.
gonna wanna choke him out.
I'm gonna break his fucking arm.
You're gonna break his arm? Okay, he's gonna have to wrestle against that.
Okay.
He's gotta break 18.
Plus... 18 onto my roll.
No, me. Because you don't.
Oh,
you don't,
I don't have to wrestle him for
it's
like
a standard.
A strength?
For, it's a standard for.
Oh, okay.
Right? 16. All right,
stupid.
So he pops out of it.
Fuck off.
He got up. I just rolled a 20 on these 3 dice.
Oh my god, bullshit.
All right, so Brandon, you're gonna get
out
of
a full armor.
Vadim, yeah, you're
easy.
What's this guy's strength?
Really high, apparently.
No,
yeah.
Well, I just said the
you
average
need
between his strength and whatever is about 5 in his muscle.
Well, I mean, sure. You're just gonna stand there and watch
Can
a naked guy
boat,
dog at me in the face?
Pull your
that is a terrible idea.
Shoot
Especially because
he's
that isn't
between...
a sword.
You just draw your weapon.
How?
Is it?
How would a bow be better than a sword shooting into people wrestling?
And there's two innocent girls, and she is on the other side. If you miss, someone's dying.
You're the worst cop in the universe.
Fuck it.
Your partner, your partner's in a fight, and you're just like, man, let's blammo!
Wait, how far? He broke off, though. The other guy, right?
Yeah, they busted apart.
There you go.
So now you hit him.
But remember, this is within the same round, right?
Just the stupidest fight in the world.
If we keep letting him punch us in the face, eventually we'll win. I've seen Hobbs and Shaw
style.
You can go to slash him, yeah.
Yeah, I got to attack with my sword.
Roll away.
Oh, he's dead.
What happened? Roll your weapon specific.
This guy's going down.
You're a pushover.
13 plus...
That doesn't even matter at this point. The guy's... Oh, actually, no, it does. Plus what? Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Never mind.
Plus 11.
Plus 11.
Plus my modifier, so plus 13.
Roll D100 to see which body part.
Sixty-one.
I'm going to say that's lower body. So you just, like, dip your sword into his gut.
I slashed him.
It is a slashing weapon. Yeah, you slice open his belly.
Evisceration?
Roll damage. Ooh, actually, roll damage.
That's going to be rough.
2d12.
This is going to be quite the cleanup.
Gib.
No, it's called set the house on fire.
I already broke the window.
Oh, what's
12?
Yeah.
12?
So we light the place on fire and then we pull the
Do I get any other bonuses?
For the damage? That's pretty
So 17.
Actually, you would.
I think you bisected
him. That's still fine. That's still enough to.
Just cut him in half?
He's spilled out all over the floor, yeah. This guy's dead.
Like, is he still standing? Like, is his leg standing on his top half, like resident?
No, it's just all his guts.
Oh, it eviscerated.
Yeah.
Okay. And is he still standing above me, like disemboweled,
no,
and, like,
you guys
holding
his
guts in?
You guys were on the ground. I know he's not trying to pull him in. He's done. All
right, pause.
Because I was just going to reach up and
visualize what just happened. Visualize this. We snuck down. I looked in the window. You bumped the wall. And then I went,
and you made it worse.
And then I blew the window in, blew one of the dude's legs off in the middle of them looking around. You kick the fucking door in, go to punch him, you wrestle, he gets up, your buddy comes in and just guts him.
Yeah.
This room is painted with blood.
So the other guy, he's on the ground.
Am I sure he's dead? Because you can survive evisceration as long as nothing's punctured.
He's the most
dead. You eviscerated him deep. Very
deep. After you breaking his arm.
Like, important arteries have been severed.
Almost ready to go.
Okay. And what about the legless guy? Is he dead too?
He's not dead. He's like, just don't hurt me. Don't hurt me anymore.
I snap his neck.
He can talk.
Yeah.
His leg got blown off.
He's in shock.
When you lose...
He would be so in shock.
When you
lose... It's not even funny.
Yeah, he
would
have already died from shock.
You're still alive until you're down.
He's not talking like that.
Anyway.
Help me, help me. He's just...
Well, you want me to, like, act it out?
No.
Because he's
I snap his neck.
You're just going to walk up and...
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually part of my character that I act like this, too.
All right, you hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah, roll. Roll a dive check. I forgot.
Yep, do it.
All right.
He witnessed violence.
He did violence.
I might just be walking over with a boner at this guy.
What'd you roll?
So 9, 10, 5 plus 6.
No, you're still above it. You're still good. Back. Okay, now we're
How did your rape thing go off?
Did it?
What causes it to go
if
off?
If he meets a woman with an average charisma
of 130
or higher. So
there's two women on the floor there.
Anyway,
we're not
at that point
They're looking
yet.
Pretty gamey.
I'm walking over, I'm going to snap this motherfucker's neck.
Do I like gamey?
Would that be also a wrestle check?
What if I like gamey?
Why would you snap his neck?
Because I want him dead.
You?
Oh, let us know. No. Better yet.
I want to rape everyone.
I grab the guy and I ask him,
Where's
like,
yeah, I think you've
like,
already
where
snapped
where
his neck
oh,
at this
come
point.
On.
No, okay, what?
I wanted to know like where the rest of them are.
Tell me where the bomb is.
How many more?
He
Get
says,
off my plane.
Yeah, I want my family.
Was getting caught part of your plan. No, he doesn't
he
know.
He says, gurgle, scream.
He doesn't know. They'll most likely arrive at the appointed time, but other than that, they just sort of do whatever.
Okay. This dude's a real conversationalist with his leg gone.
I turn to him. Anything you want to ask him?
Nah.
I snap his neck.
Okay.
It's really hard to snap someone's neck.
No, it's not.
You should just slit his
neck. I have
throat.
A plus,
the strength of plus 20.
I have
20.
20 to strength and like minus 2 to my fucking
initiative. We're still
going to
roll to see if he can go...
Yeah, we'll roll a wrestling?
No, roll...
Or he can just roll and bust out of it with none of my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only if you give him an arm.
I have no leg.
He bleeds on you and he slips free
like
a
slippery
fucking...
with his blood.
How else did you
see when you lose one of your senses, you gain a higher sense.
You're really
so
doing
he lost
this?
A leg, so his arms.
You're
are
having this guy whose leg is gone.
I don't write the rules.
This is so stupid.
Hold him.
You blow a fucking dude's leg off, and he wrestles you when you come over to him and talks.
And I'm full health and way stronger than.
Okay,
him.
Roll.
Roll what?
Strength.
Oh man. Like 30 something.
I got a 20, so you gotta beat.
Yeah. He gets plus 20. All right.
Yeah, so okay, my.
So next gone. I still have to make you roll in case you fumble.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, he's next. Cracked.
Cool.
Very loud.
Then I gotta roll a drive.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bonus.
Oh.
10, 13, plus
oh,
6.
Oh, no.
19.
All right, you can roleplay that out. You went full boner mode.
So I got a huge boner now?
You went full bloodbathery, yeah.
Yeah, and the girls are sitting there naked.
No, it's
already
it's against the guy that you do it to.
Oh, it has to be with him?
I'm assuming, yeah.
But he's already fucked up and dead.
Yeah, well, keep going,
you don't
I
have
guess.
To fuck them.
No, it was like... Even just causing pain or humiliation is what gets you off.
Yeah, but what happens now?
You
so I have
me.
A boner.
You tell me. Take it to the extreme.
There's no negative to this.
Remember,
though.
Your debauchery is also 100. You to take a shit on him or something?
I'm gonna look away.
Yeah, you don't want to watch this one, kiddo.
Everyone, look away. You to drag him into the dark building? What it's for.
Oh, for raping?
For everyone look away times.
Okay,
this is a big
so,
pile of shit in the corner.
What would probably happen is he would just keep fucking hitting the body.
And you're just like keep cranking the neck and like rubbing up against
it.
You know that this dude is also naked and stanky and now he's dead. Now he's like emptying his bowels.
Ooh.
But you're down for that because you have defecate on as part of your thing.
Down for everything.
The women are not happy about this. I should roll for an insanity thing on them. Are you gonna like free them or are you gonna do whatever?
I'm pretty preoccupied now. My lust is going crazy.
How much damage did you do?
To the guy?
You rolled like 20 something, or you rolled pretty high, right?
No, that was
you. You rolled a 12 and then you rolled something else.
What? 17 I did.
17? You get XP for half damage, right?
Why?
That's as far as class, yeah.
Well, wouldn't I too? Or.
Where's XP? No, it's Ranger.
You didn't do.
No,
damage.
Because he's one of my fucking.
Where did I put that?
Yeah, you get XP for when you bring in bounties.
Is he. Are either of these guys one of my bounties? Or no?
Neither of them were like the. Neither of them were Ron or John, but they are part of the gang.
Okay.
Where do I put my XP?
What do I need to cash in a bounty?
Head, probably. What?
Where do I put my XP?
Advancement points. It's AP.
Oh.
It is. I don't know what it says.
Occupation, ranger, religion, sibling, social class, skin color. You can write it down anywhere.
When do I level up?
I think it's 1,000.
So how many do I get?
It's half the damage you do. So
round it up or down?
17. We'll round up.
What happened?
I have to keep their heads.
Yep.
We're just doing numbers. Nothing happened.
And I only gain AP for converting people, not for successfully casting spells.
We'll do that.
Okay. And do we get... XP for the encounter too.
No, it's just for damage.
You only gain AP for the specific thing you do.
But it's when you do skill checks. So you were sneaking and I wasn't keeping track. Sorry. So I'll also say you'll probably get. You're doing pretty good sneaking. So 30 AP for sneaking.
He gets fucked. Why would
you
I
do
have
too as well?
Oh, I don't. I only get points for cashing in bounties or.
And
whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's successful skill checks that
pertain.
What's
the need for the next level?
1,000.
Where's his book?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Ugh.
So
I
for?
Well, I just
3.9%.
Yeah.
How much? I don't know how it works.
What did you roll on your spell casting exactly?
You rolled one above.
Yeah, one above.
One above.
19.
Maybe one then.
One.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at the druid thing again.
Yeah.
I don't remember how it works. Because with the druids, it's skill checks, successful spells, and then killing people.
Would you rate
well, druids,
AP?
That's druids.
Next stage.
It says druids and pyrophants. It's under the same thing, remember?
Okay.
So needed, it's 1,000 for the next level? Maybe?
I'm pretty sure when you bring in people, you get AP equal to half the amount of gold that the bounty was.
Yeah, for half the reward.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's not bad as long as I can bring it about.
Yeah, you got two.
It's 1,000 for the next.
What happened to the girls?
Everyone levels up, but they're still there. They're shocked and horrified.
I'm still outside.
This guy's cranking a dude's neck, and the dude's dead, and his bowels are emptying. I don't know what you're doing.
I need the head.
I'm outside. I said. I looked away, and I'm still outside.
I ask him, would you mind cutting off that guy's head? He's part of my bounty.
Don't you have a sword?
I do. I'm cranking on one. There's another guy.
Just casually.
You're gonna yank it off?
Yeah, I'm gonna rip his fucking head off because I got a super boner.
Alright, sure.
And I didn't think it was appropriate for child character to walk into the bloodbath.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'll share some of my gold.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just do it?
Or you should probably see to the girls.
Just slice it off, yeah. It's a hacking weapon.
Alright. Cut his head off.
So there's blood everywhere. Here you
go. This is their fault.
Here you go.
They were dressed too provocatively. Thank you. I put it in my sack.
Okay.
It's the blood. What?
Right head of Violator.
What happened to his horse?
Didn't bring it to town. It's probably still at your fort.
I have the saddlebag. I wrote down that I took
it. I know.
Off,
you also had the horse.
The horse and it ran away. I sent it in because I thought it was a minefield and then we never got it back. It was like grazing.
Yeah, so you have a horse just at home
apparently? It's at town.
It's
in town.
It's a wild animal now. But it still likes to hang around. I still like that. It's like, if this guy dies, you lose all ties to the plot.
Pause.
I cut his head off.
Pause.
Pause.
It's okay. I'm gonna pause.
Hello.
I'm bored.
Still.
Now we're going up. Oh boy. Okay.
This table's too
crooked. Yep. Yeah. Two dead, headless people on the ground. Two scared women. Places
Three.
Covered in blood. Load of feces.
Why feces? I assume they defecated.
Because Brandon cut open where he keeps all his poop, and now it's on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. All right. So my boner has passed.
For now.
I have the heads in the sack.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
All right. So, should I address these women?
you don't have to. You can just leave.
As what you just saw, I apologize for that. I got way out of hand. So you're free to go if you'd like.
The one says, can you untie us?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bye.
So I guess I take my huge sword and just cut the ropes.
I come in and cut the ropes with my knife.
Ah, yeah, perfect. There you go, okay. Yes. Thank you, daughter. Don't step in the blood.
You got it, Pops. Sorry. You have it, Pops.
You have got it, father. Thanks, robot
daughter.
What a great
relationship you guys have.
Okay.
I can't wait until I'm an adult and I have a normal speaking voice. Stupid fucking game.
So I asked these girls, would you like an escort back to town?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I give the one... Do they have clothing here?
And dresses and things?
I gather it up and hand them their clothes.
Okay. They put them on.
Good. Come on, let's go back to town
now. Roll to see if you slip in
them.
The feces.
Why?
You go back to town?
Correct it for next time.
I'll just correct the hair at the pole.
Just kidding.
Huh? What do happen to the girls?
What do I roll?
Oh, no.
Dexterity.
What happened?
So it's a 4, 5 plus dexterity?
Oh, boy, roll above a 12.
But what would it be? Just my full dexterity?
Your dex modifier,
you didn't put any...
You
it's 93.
Steps in
so
the
like,
feces
what would that
and slips.
Zero,
which
zero.
Is looking like he might.
So
why
I got
done
a
that?
5.
Because Sean
said... And then I said, I'm kidding. And then Brian said,
but I had
no.
already rolled.
All right. So you slip in the feces. It's all over your back.
Foxies.
What happened to the women?
Now they're untied. They have clothes. Taking them back.
Yeah. So I stand up.
Should stay here.
Why?
In case the other ones show
we're
up.
We're a kilometer out of town.
Fine.
They would have had to pass us.
A kilometer and a half. But yeah.
Okay.
Roll to see if you slip in your frozen piss puddle.
Oh my god.
But he knows it's there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, you know
but
what,
it's still dark and still.
Did it get anybody?
There's a remember details check, I think.
What,
under
did
what?
Anyone come down from town? Those two?
Is that an actual skill?
Not yet.
No one hit our puddle of piss trap?
How would you know?
Because we're there, are we not? You don't see someone laying there unconscious because they fucking bang their dome on the big chunk of ice that you guys made? On fresh snow.
I could have sworn remember details was a skill.
Yeah, remember detail. It's under reflection.
Roll remember detail.
So I would have to roll a reflection, which is
this could kill
awesome.
Him.
It's a minus 10.
you're about to die.
No.
Roll above a 7.
No. Oof. Wait.
Minus 10.
So that's gone. This is a 2.
So 7.
So 7.
7? You slip on it. You're like, oh! Forgot about that. Holy shit.
But I caught myself. I didn't fly.
Yeah, you caught yourself.
Okay. So I just watched him. I lean back and tell the girls, watch out. There's a trap.
Someone took a dang piss there.
Yeah, somebody flooded this acreage with a huge, albeit quite impressive, amount of urine.
Mm. Good job, guys.
I'm still drunk, by the way.
Yeah, how long has it been? Like 10
like,
minutes?
Yeah, like full on, probably 10 minutes.
It's like 9:30, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
This game escalates very quickly. Like, boom. Boom! Yeah. Fucking blows the leg.
It's like real life.
Yeah, that's exactly how this would go down in real life. I hope
you're sneaking up to talk on these people or see something, and then the shit goes wrong.
Yeah, and then you finger bang them.
Yeah.
And it blows up.
Yep.
Okay, so we're back to town with these girls.
Yep.
Where would they like to go?
They just take off when they're out of town. They're like, thanks. Bye.
Wait, I was preaching to them the whole time.
Oh, were you?
Oh, did you convert any of them?
I'm trying.
Hey, let's do charisma. It.
Goodbye, charisma. Rape victims.
Yeah, goodbye. Have fun being raped. Don't dress so provocatively, charisma, ladies.
Vocal charisma?
Yep.
Negative, whatever.
Yeah, they're like, shut up, little kid.
I hate this.
They already go to church.
I have a negative 25 to that skill.
You picked a bad class and are also a child.
It's not a bad class. I shoot laser beams. I'm just a child, so I can't do shit.
So yeah, far, I have 3 kills and you have 1. Actually,
no, I don't have any kills.
You killed that guy.
No, I didn't. You did. You broke his neck.
I have 3 kills and you have none.
You're not gonna let her kill people, okay? She doesn't want to get her hands dirty.
Yeah, I did that because I panicked, trying to distract them. Remember?
Yeah, you're playing a very bad good Catholic.
I'm not Catholic. I'm a generic Christian.
What the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Baptist.
All right, so you're in town. It's late.
Okay.
You still have 2 bloody heads in a sack.
Yes. Where do I go to deliver bounties?
You go to the
bounty board. You just turn it in at the board.
Yeah, and then the money
nail
comes
it
out
to the board, and the money falls out.
You hit the check mark.
You go to like the town guard's office.
I go there.
The constabulary.
The constabulary.
Bing, 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 bing. All's well.
I just assume that this is a building, and I walk into it.
Scotland Yard.
All's well. Okay. Bong.
There's a guy there.
Bong, yep. Okay. Front desk.
Hello, sir. I have a part of a bounty to collect. These are 2 of the Violator gang.
She goes, all right, let me take a look.
And I fucking put the sack. I don't want to drip blood everywhere because it's a burlap sack,
it's
and these
bloody.
Are head.
It's very bloody.
Okay, so I'm like, what would you like me to, like, verbally panicking? What would you like me to do with these?
Are you holding them in your
spaghetti
hands?
Spaghetti all
yeah, like,
the
they're just dripping. I'm like, just like, I have heads. I didn't know what you needed.
Heads want take
this is my first. Please, I'm only 23.
He looks at them, and then he looks at some, like, known drawings of them, and he goes, all right, that's good. So it's 2 of them. They weren't the leaders, but I'll give you 20 gold each.
Great 20 gold each. So great I gain 20 AP total.
Yep.
And money. Must be nice being able to make money with your profession.
You share that?
He goes, here you go.
You can't collect bounties. You're not a bounty hunter.
I'll give you 10 gold.
Okay, cool.
You made a kill. I pay for all your stuff. You have all the gold.
I'm your
that
daughter.
I
just and I'd have to donate it all to charity.
And I get okay 20 points.
This is called a kind of
a
sneaky 50 thing.
I only
had like 30 gold or 30 silver left. So I got 10
I have
gold.
Still that was
wait,
a
50
10, 50.
Is it 10 silver per gold or 100?
I think so, yeah.
It's 10 per 10?
Maybe it's 10. If it's silver then we'll adjust later. Or if it's 100 gold adjust later.
Okay.
All right.
We should just
no,
make it 100.
No, there's one in between silver and gold, right?
Oh, she goes, you smell. I think
what's
you got shit on your back.
Electrum?
Or the dude. Electrum.
That's in between gold and silver.
Yeah.
He says that to me?
Yeah, he says, you smell so like shit.
Yeah, it'd be 100 silver.
Take a shower. Got shit all over your back.
Oh, they
back
have showers in feudal Germany. Good to know.
Yeah. Never been to
a wash in a tub.
No, they had the bucket with the pulley.
Oh,
thing.
They would hang slaves.
Yes.
No, no water.
You never seen those?
No.
It's like a bucket on a swivel, and you just pull it, and it just dumps water on you, and then goes back up.
Refills
yeah,
the
like
bucket.
What Shrek does?
You
have
to, yeah.
He dumps a bucket of mud on himself. It's like that, but water.
Yeah.
Do they have one that's made of mud? Where would I go to clean my clothes? I got shit all over them.
You go to the river.
Shit. I go down to the river. It's frozen. What do I do?
Yeah, it's good.
Fuck. Crack a hole in it.
Okay, I take out my sword and I make a hole in the ice.
In the middle of winter, you can't.
I can't. It's impossible. Got it.
I mean, you could. It'd take you a while.
I just almost ripped a guy's head off, but I can't stab a pointy piece of metal through ice.
That'd be like
in the middle of winter.
Feet of ice.
Yeah, that'd be like
it?
At least a foot of ice.
People go ice fishing.
Yeah, with augers.
Yeah, with things that are
not
as strong as a
flint axe. They cut a fucking hole in the river.
What time of year?
Any time of year.
That's how they
used to do that. They would cut the fucking ice with an axe, and then they'd move the pieces out of the way.
I go, is the general store open?
No.
I've fucking done it on the lagoon back there to get water for cows.
Yeah, but that was a modern
axe. Yeah, it's modern.
This is a modern axe.
That was a laser axe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No technology, just good old axes. You get a laser.
No, you can easily do that with a sword.
Yeah.
Well, not easily, but
anyway.
You can do it.
He might break his sword.
That's the only place I can wash my clothes.
Archie punched.
Yeah. Archie, yeah, fuck off.
He punched through
Archie
that.
Archie only has a plus 30 to strength. I have a plus 20.
Archie's got like a plus 50, dude.
Yeah,
he fought a bear.
That's true. But that was one weak bear.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. It was also a super Kodiak.
It was a grizzly, I think.
Yeah.
Was it a grizzly?
Yeah, it was.
Fucking gnarly.
That's why it has scars everywhere. Anyway.
Oh, oh fuck.
So he cleaned himself.
All right.
At the place.
Yeah,
stuff.
I made my clothes clean, so no longer MN poo.
That'll... Okay. I thought you wouldn't even mind going around smelling like shit.
Why would I not mind?
This
I'm all about
people.
Them honeys.
Mm.
Oh, you're not. You're all about hitting people.
Yeah, honeys.
Whatever.
And if they run away before I get to pop them in the mouth, I don't get boners.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's very true. It doesn't say punch women. It says hurt, inflict pain.
Want another beer?
No, I'm all right, but... Okay. Now that we're clean, does anyone else want to do anything?
Huh, I've been following you around.
We have 23 hours before the people are going to be showing up to find their dead ass.
We should go to church and pray
for
our sins.
Oh, you just left the bodies there? Okay.
Yeah.
What else are you going to clean it up with a mop?
I left the door open so the Yodis will take care of it.
Oh my god.
And the window's broken.
Yeah.
This is a message.
Yeah. There's shit everywhere. I don't want to touch them.
That's how they used to hunt down gangs in the Old West. You just left the bodies there to rot.
I suggest we go to the chapel.
I suggested it.
Yeah.
You didn't suggest. You're stealing from me.
Okay. Yeah, you're 10. No,
she wants. Yeah, you're just a 10.
I said, Father, we should go pray for our sins.
I agree. Let's do it.
All right. Oh, you don't go?
Bar open.
The bar. Well, what's your?
Fuck that.
Like
a
slaw.
19.
Yeah. You go to the bar then?
Yeah
sure.
The
yeah, Blind Beards is open. Yeah.
Nice. Is it always open?
Last call is around 2-3 a.m. As per usual.
He's got good sleep.
But it changes because he can't see a clock because his beard is blind.
It's always dark. Yeah.
It's always dark and blind place.
All right, I'll go get a beer.
Okay.
And we go to the church.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I think we'll shutter there. Shut down there for tonight.
Okay. Okay.
GG, kids.
Catch you next time. Stay black.
Rule of Reynolds of Conference.
Remember.
Signing out.
No one from Rule for Reynolds.